This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Good morning, afternoon, evening, everyone, depending on where you are. My name is Jordan Carter from DUNNZ, the co-rapporteur with Avery Doria for this staff accountability workstream of Workstream 2 of the Accountability CCWG. Welcome to this meeting on the 19th of January 2017 at 19 hours UTC. Avery's got some family commitments today, which I think means she won't be able to join the call. So it's my job to walk you through this agenda. Hope you're all having a good week wherever you are. The first item is just an agenda review, attendance SOI check. Just in terms of attendance, is there anyone on the phone line who isn't in the Adobe room who we need to know about? Not hearing anything there. If your statements of interest are not up to date, please make sure you update them. If your interests have changed, if you need help about how to do that, please contact the staff. And in terms of the agenda, we've got a second look at our document A, the document that looks at the relationships between staff, board, and community in the ICANN system. We've got an initial discussion of the first draft of document B, which Avery has started to pull together. And we've got a sort of quest to see if anyone would like to volunteer to help draft responses for the staff questions that came to us as part of their response to our questions. we'll do a brief schedule check at the end. Are there any other items to the agenda that people need to add or wish to take off? Not seeing any hands raised. So if not, we'll carry on. If you do think of something we need to raise, we can deal with it in the any other business section of the meeting at item six. If we move to item two, which is the document A, we talked through this and got feedback on the call on the 5th of January. Klaus, Avery, and I had a go at sort of tidying the document up and shortening it a bit. And that's the clean version that you can find that first link in the agenda. There's a very slow Google Doc with lots of comments and track changes and so on that shows the differences between the two. And that's linked in each of these documents. Has a link to the other in it in the Google Doc form. And so the question before us, I think, is to work through that and get feedback from participants on this call. There are more people on this call than there were on the call on the 5th, which is good. I have to say that as Avery and Klaus and I were looking at it, we still feel like this is more of a first draft document than a second draft. We think it could very usefully bear quite a lot of tidying and tightening up. And we think we're up for doing that over the next week or so, along with anyone else who'd like to help with that process. But at the moment, for something that was conceived as being about six pages, it's quite long, and probably it will be easier for people to read and get to grips with if the time is taken to make it a shorter and more readable document. But that doesn't mean it doesn't already at this stage encapsulate a lot of different ideas and suggestions and thinking from admittedly a small group of people. So what I'm hoping we can do with the discussion today is invite comments and thoughts on that wider structural piece, but also on any of the specifics that are in the document. And if we could also agree a point by which people could add some comments or thoughts by means of comments in the Google Doc version of this, that would be helpful as well. So I'll just paste the link to the clean version. It's going to be easier for everyone if we get comments on the clean version of the Google Doc, and I've put that in the chat. But I'd like to open up by just asking Klaus Stoll has done, he did the first draft of this document, he's done quite a lot of input on it. So Klaus, was there anything else you wanted to say, and then I'll open the floor for any and all contributions? You don't have to.
Thank you.
You don't want to.
Thank you, Jordan. No, the only contribution I would like to make is, yes, it looks like what we have has a lot of substance, but what we need to do is to get a more structure and order into the whole thing so that it's actually become readable. And I think what we need to do that is we need a little bit more time to do that, at least I think a week. But before we should start the editing process, I really would ask everybody to read the document, the clean document, and comment on the clean document, and add and suggest as needed. We need ideas. There is already a lot of good stuff in there, but before we really go into the last, not the last, but into the editing process, I really would like to hear from more people and have more ideas. We already have some very good and important contributions. I think there is much more talent and knowledge in these groups that could benefit that document. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Klaus. Now, I know it's still early in the year, so people may not have done as much reading of this. Avery suggested working through the document part by part, and just asking for comments on each part, and that might make it a little bit more of a digestible thing. But just before we do that, does anyone have any general comments or feedback they'd like to offer? Okay, well, I'll just briefly mention the structure of the document. So there's a, I think staff have actually got the wrong version in the window. The version that's in the window is the version that isn't the updated one. It's the pre, it doesn't have the introduction and so on. So if it was possible to do the one that sort of labels and clean copy, that would be amazing. There we go. Thank you. So there's a bit of an introduction to the document, and then there's the specific relationships between the roles of the ICANN board, staff, and community. There's some comments about the relationships between them that looks at the kind of bilateral relationships between each of those three components. There's a section of proposed changes and clarifications, which is a bit more of a commentary section, and detail the activities that should be started, continued, stopped. So those headings aren't right. They need to be shifted. And then there are some recommendations towards the end. So are there any comments that people would like to make about any of the stuff in the first section, section one, the roles of ICANN's board, staff, and community? Klaus, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. One of my ideas was, maybe it's a really bad idea, but as you see, the first three sections, basically the role of board, staff, and community, specified relationships, is basically a repetitive or editing of existing documents and things which are out there. We didn't make all that stuff up. And to be absolutely honest, I'm thinking about the psychology of the reader. To wait through basically 4, 5, 6 pages before we actually coming to propose changes, clarification, and activities, maybe it would be a better idea to really, after the introduction, start the document with the proposed changes, activities, and put actually the basis of which all this has been developed and commented on as an agenda on the bottom or at a later part. It's just for me, I find it difficult for somebody to read all this stuff first and then basically coming to the meat. There's a lot of packaging around the meat, and the meat is coming very late in the document. So maybe therefore, psychology-wise, to put the packaging more into the end might help, but I'm not sure if that's actually feasible and possible, but it's something I was thinking about. Thank you.
Thanks, Klaus. It's definitely feasible and possible. I don't think we have anyone outside the group telling us how to structure the document. We've got the guidance in the Workstream 1 report. If we were to do what you say in terms of making this almost like reference material about how stuff works, we would probably be worthwhile being very clear about were there any differences between things that do come, as you say, from external documents that are just plain copies or information, and things that are opinions or forward-looking sort of assertions or norms creating about how we would like things to work. So that would be the only thing I would say in terms of the editing job. Are there any other comments at this point? I don't want to pick on... Oh, I saw George here before, but he's vanished. There aren't any board members on the call, are there? If there are, I've missed your name, I apologize. Okay, well, did anyone spot anything in the roles descriptions, if you've read them, on pages 3, 4, 5? And anyone read them and thought, that's not right? Is there any, like, a little alarm bell set off by any of this content? Looking especially at those of you who've got kind of leadership roles and have been around longer in the ICANN system. I know that for some of you, because I do these calls as well, for some of you this might be the first time that you've looked at this document. So we'll keep rolling through it, but if you see something and you want to go back, that's fine. That's the reality of how these groups are working. But I will move on that to the second one, the second section, which is to think a bit about the relationships between the board and staff and community. I guess I've got the same question. Are there any general comments there? Are there any bits that you read and you think, no? Are there any things that you think are missing? Anything along those lines? Pam, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. I'm sorry, can we go back to 1.31? I've just missed a comment there or the opportunity to comment.
We can, yep. 1.3.1 is on page 4.
It's
page 5, sorry.
1.31, page 5, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, yep. The wording says ICANN community members act through ICANN's SOs and ACs to develop policies applicable to the root of the domain name system. I'm just wondering why the root to the domain name system isn't just applicable to the domain name system.
We can fix that. It's a good question. I think it probably comes from a CCTLD sensibility, whereas ICANN's only role is about the root. What we should try and do is make the language as standard as possible and consistent with other documents. And I'm sure that that language isn't that. So
okay.
That's a good editing point to pick up. Thank you.
All right.
Like, we can probably get language out of the bylaws. That makes it really clear. Jeff, your hand is up.
Yeah, thanks. For 1.3.2, when it says what the ICANN community does do, and the second one is implement policy, should we be citing to the, there was a GNSO policy development process for implementation versus policy, and some concrete recommendations that came out of that, it seems to me a little bit incomplete to just say the community doesn't do policy, I'm sorry, doesn't implement policy without making reference to that PDP, at least for the GNSO, and I'm not sure it's a correct statement that the community doesn't have a role in implementing policy.
Thanks for that, Jack. It would be helpful if you were able to maybe share that reference, if you have access to it. You could flick an email on the list maybe with that. It definitely isn't a straight up and down in-out question, and this is one of the bullet points where the language has changed a bit from the first draft, because it was a blanket. There is no role. And I think that was about thinking again about the core root zone, whereas, of course, there are all sorts of participants in the ICANN system who do implement policy. You only have to think of being a registrar to understand that. So the language still isn't quite right. If you can't find it, perhaps our friendly and helpful staff could also have a look for where that reference is, that GNSO PDP. Thanks for that. Any other hands up on either Section 1 or Section 2? I would say that in terms of Section 2, there's a bit more normative stuff. There's kind of an attempt to sort of characterize what would make these relationships good or what they would be like if they were working well. And so that's not drawn out of existing documents. That's kind of using this process as a way to test some norms and see what the community thinks about them, if they really do match how people would like to act. And an example of that, just so you can see what I'm talking about, is on page 7 in 2.1.1, the CEO board relationship. You know, just suggesting that collegial setting of key goals and directions, good performance management, succession planning, and testing of policy frameworks are essential to making the relationship healthy on the board side. Openness, honesty, and excellent and accessible provision of board appropriate info and analysis are essential to chief executive helping to maintain the relationship in a healthy state. So there's a bit of just trying to say what good looks like. Because it's helpful, I think, for everyone in the ICANN system that there's some kind of shared community statement about what good looks like. Are there any comments about Section 2? I will say at this point that there's no intention on our part to try and push this to some kind of conclusion or decision today, especially given more editing is needed. So if this is your first chance running through the document, that's all right. You'll have lots of opportunity to add some feedback and thoughts. If there aren't any comments on that one, we'll turn to Section 3, Proposed Changes and Clarifications, and that starts probably down page 10, and it looks at sort of how ICANN is typical and then how ICANN isn't typical as an organization and the tensions that creates for staff. So that section actually just tries to, I think, capture the uniqueness of this organization. It'd be interesting to get feedback on how well it does that or whether you're mystified by that section or any comments on that one. Pam, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Jordan. I was just thinking the second paragraph, the ending of that paragraph says, in the case of ICANN, the situation is similar, but with some important differences. I think the wording, some important differences, or but with some important differences, may be obsolete or better deleted, because we're talking about the similarity in these bullet points rather than talking about the differences. The differences are the following paragraph or set out in the following paragraph. Does that make sense? Or?
Makes sense to me. Yep. Thanks, Pam. If there are no other comments on this one, we'll just have a look at section 4. This is the bit that I think needs quite a lot of tightening up. And it thinks about the kind of interests at play in the ICANN system and some of the tensions that that gives rise to and the need really for the whole system, all the components, the staff, the board, the community to be able to come to consensus, frankly acknowledge the different interests at play and manage them in an open and transparent way, I guess would be my summary. Did anyone have any sort of thoughts or responses in reading that that part of the document? One of the things I would like to read it for, just adding my own two cents for, is that I think some of it gets close to the edge of the scope of this group and might need to be looked at in that light. But that's just a comment from me. We'll keep on going then. Section 5 is the recommendations section, and there's a few of those there. Some might be controversial, some might be uncontroversial. I don't know. What do you think? Does anyone have any thoughts about those? I've got one of these recommendations that I thoroughly disagree with, so I might just talk about that one briefly to see if it spurs anyone. There's a bullet point, the second to last bullet point on page 15 about removal of existing financial dependencies between contracted parties and the board and staff. To the extent that, that means that ICANN shouldn't be funded by domain name registries and registrars, I disagree with it. I think that those are the proper sources of income for the functions that ICANN does. And I think that that conflict just has to be managed. That's my personal view. It's not a recommendation I would support. Are there any other thoughts or ideas on this recommendations section? Jeff said in the chat that he agrees with the removal of that particular bullet point. Alan, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, on that same point, can you explain it? What is the intent of how would ICANN be financed if we are no longer dependent on the contracted parties?
I can't. But Klaus might be able to explain his thinking there. I think it was originally a little bit longer. Klaus, would you be interested in speaking about that one?
Yes, my explanation won't be very satisfactory, but the point is quite simply, we often see that that relationship, that financial relationship, basically leads occasionally to conflict. And the original paragraph, which was a little bit longer and explained a little bit more, was quite simply to say other ways to alleviate the problem. And Jordan, even in his remark, pointed on it that we point out that there is a problem. And that might lead to finding better solutions or better mechanisms to resolve these problems. Thank you.
Thanks, Klaus. So I think it's just drawing attention, like having it there does at least draw attention, it's maybe draws attention to the fact that there might be a conflict. And you can't, you know, in a complicated governance system, you can't remove conflicts of interests or perspective. You're not meant to. It's just, if you can deal with them transparently, it's probably helpful.
Yeah, it's Alan. I guess I understand that there is an issue, and I certainly can come up with examples of my own. But they don't lead to that recommendation unless there's a companion part of saying, you know, are we now going to charge a usage fee for the DNS or something like that, or ask the RIRs to contribute money to ICANN for every domain number they allocate. There has to be a companion part. You can't just say, cut that loose.
Yeah, I agree with you, Alan. Step me out of my cherry roll for a moment. stepping back into it, Carlos, go ahead. Hands up.
Yeah, and if we do that second part, we are definitely out of the scope of this working group.
And it may be that you know, drawing attention to the fact that I can see an hypothetical where the fact that ICANN is funded by a certain set of its own stakeholders and participants makes dealing with those stakeholders and participants a little trickier than it would be otherwise. And that might place pressures on staff that should be recognized and managed. So I think there's something there in that angle of things that's in scope. But that's all I can think of so far. That is clearly within the scope of our work, and that relates to the primary source of funding for ICANN. Of course, if we auction off enough new GTLDs, then we won't need to have any funds coming from registries or registrars. I'm being facetious, by the way.
It's Alan, if I may come back in. I have no problem identifying the conflict, putting it in a recommendation, which we then do not believe is implementable as we understand the world to be right now, I don't believe is within our responsibility.
Yeah, I think there's been a few comments along these lines, so I think we'll need to take another go at that. So that's this document. It's longer than I thought it would be. We've talked about the need to edit it. We've got some specific drafting suggestions and some comments about one of the recommendations. Are there any other kind of comments before we've got the limitation of an hour call and a little bit more to do. So we're starting to head towards wrap up on document A. Jeff, please take the floor.
Yeah, thanks. This is Jeff Newman. I know we talked about certain areas kind of opinion and certain areas being kind of a definition of what actually occurs, but it's hard to delineate in the first couple sections which parts are opinion and which parts are based on our analysis of the current condition. And that's where that's why I said earlier we need to kind of source the information in sections 1 and 2. Where did we get this information from? Either we got it from personal observation, or we got it from the bylaws in certain circumstances, or wherever else we got it from. I think we just need to source it so that otherwise it all looks like our opinion on what the role of the board should be, what the role of the staff should be, what the relationship should be. I kept saying, well, where do we get this information from? Thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. I think there was a comment earlier on that. Some of the sourcing is detailed in the long appendix to the other draft of this paper, where Klaus went through and sort of showed where comments were coming from. So that's where some of that information is available and just needs to be added back in terms of referencing. But I certainly think we need to be clear in what is versus what we would like to see. So I think that's a very important point for the next gen version of this to reflect. And thanks for making it. Phil, your hand is up. Phil Colwin.
Yeah, thank you, Phil, for the record. Just a couple of points I want to make. One, I agree, I don't see any practical way to end ICANN's dependency on funds coming in from the contracted parties is providing most, if not all, of its financial support. So we shouldn't be suggesting that can end, but suggesting if that creates problems, how to manage them. Second, it might be worth mentioning at least that all those funds originate from registrants and are upstream through the registrars and registries. Third, we should consider that, you know, there is a problem that, you know, some groups are viewed because of the amount of financial support they get from ICANN to attend meetings to be, you know, in some way, some degree of control there, but also there's another working group on diversity, and that type of support for participation in ICANN is probably integral to getting greater diversity of participation, particularly from poorer parts of the world. And finally, it's probably not within this document, but I assume that at some point there'll be another document that actually addresses what remedies exist or additional remedies should exist when staff acts in what members of the community believe is an unaccountable way, particularly in usurping decisions that have policy implications. Am I correct that that will be addressed in another document? Because I don't see anything in here about that.
I believe that it is, and my understanding is that that's the purpose of the B document.
Okay.
Which includes establishing appropriate processes to escalate issues that enable community and staff to raise issues.
Okay, I'll reserve comments then for when that when we review that. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Phil. Good points. Klaus, your hand is up as well.
Yeah, thank you, Phil, for making that suggestion. What I would say is it would be very good to make these comments now in the B document, because there is a certain interrelationship between the two documents, and it would make those look better if we take this relationship into account right from the start. So I think the draft of a draft of a draft of the B document is available, and I think as sooner people would comment in this into there would be extremely helpful also for the A document. And just to repeat something what Jordan just said, the way we worked out in the original draft in sections 2 and 3 is every single sentence, everything was taken either from the charter or documents which are quoted there full, and each section had a note where it actually came from. So if we later want to edit that in or not, everything which was there has a basis in existing documents, charters, and so on and so on. Nothing has been in brackets made up. Thank you.
And only to add that if anything in that section has been made up, it wasn't made up by Klaus, it was made up by me. So it should all be sourceable, and if there's editorializing there, it needs to be identified really clearly. Look, thank you. That's been helpful. There have been some useful feedbacks and comments there on that document. We'll come back to the schedule for our work in a little bit, but I think the next steps of this are to please ask requests, beg of you to have a read of preferably the clean doc, the first one linked in the agenda, the one that's on the screen, and to make use of that Google Docs functionality to add your thoughts, opinions, views. If you can take half an hour to do that, that would be a very significant and amazing contribution to the work of this group. And then after that, our little writing team will get together and recut it. I suspect we'll come back looking quite different, because I think those first sections will go down the bottom as an appendix that kind of is just the facts. But I don't think we're going to start making stuff up. Like, the kind of general tenor and direction is already there. So thank you for that input. And I'm going to move us on to the next agenda item. We've got 25 minutes left in the whole call. The next agenda item is the B document. And Avery's apologized that she's not here. It's a family commitment that she couldn't make this meeting. As you all know, the rapporteurs can't guarantee to make all of these meetings. This document was about the accountability group working with ICANN to consider code of conduct, transparency criteria, training, KPIs, et cetera, as listed in that first paragraph in italics. Now, quite a lot of the response to what's already done there came back to us in the staff replies to our questions, which were basically asking about all of those things. If memory serves, Avery has gone back to the staff and said, it's great that those things exist. Can we have a look at them, please? Could we have a see and see what's already there? So I'm sure she's made that request. I don't know where it is in terms of coming back. I think what Avery's done in the draft one of this document that's here is cites some existing documents, quoted some parts of
Jordan.
The reply. Hello, Bernie.
Yes, on Aubrey's request, I've been told that there should be a response from staff by the end of next week for you.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you. That's helpful to know. Just on that, Bernie, did I characterize her request right? It was basically, can we see the docs that are referred to?
I'm sort of stepping in your group, and I haven't been following it that close, but that is what I have been told, yes.
Okay, thanks. So it's a rough draft, this document. I don't propose that we work through this in any great detail now. My proposal is rather that we wait to see what information the staff come back with, because if you go to the end of this document, that's required to complete the sort of assessment of the current and planned measures and propose any changes. Knowing that the docs are there is a great start, and they can be described once we've seen them and assessed. So I think that the work of that group, that document, will really be able to take off once that additional information is available. And certainly for myself, my hope is that that can be the start of quite a good dialogue between the group and the staff. By the group, it might mean our smaller group, or it might mean the bigger CCWG as we get some material in front of the plenary. If anyone does have any comments on the draft that is here, I'd give you the chance to make them now. I know that Avery will read the notes of this call, and it can be added as feedback. But to be entirely honest with you, it would probably be more helpful if you took the opportunity to look at the Google Doc and add any comments there that you've got. And I don't see any hands up. I see a lovely green tick by Klaus's name, and I see Bernie's hand up. So this document B is a rough, it's a start. And so I thank Stavry for making that start. And with both this document and the previous one, if anyone has a sort of desire to be more involved in the drafting of the next draft, please let us know. We'll help. Gratefully received. Alan has asked the URL for document B. URL for document B is about to be pasted into the chat and is in the agenda. There you go. Okay, the next item is a very quick item. We do have some questions from the staff. Avery's prepared a pro forma document to record what those questions are. The question is whether anyone would like to start drafting some answers, or whether a better way to do that would be for us to just have a sort of 20-minute segment in the next call where we just discuss each question one by one and record the discussion. My instinct is that starting with a bit of a brainstorm about what the answers are might be quite a good and quick and efficient way to do it. Klaus, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I was thinking that actually the most of the questions can be answered with some of the content which is already existing in the activities and recommendations which we have in part 4 and 5 of the ADEC document. So I think it's a very, very good idea, as you suggest, to have a brainstormer, but maybe the brainstormer can be also inspired by just cutting and pasting in what we might have already on relevant answers in document A, and if people agree with that, I might find the odd half hour to actually do that.
I think that that would be a great help. And so if you were prepared to do that, Klaus, I think no one is going to complain. We'll get some material in there that there's already been a little bit of work gone into, and we'll provide, it tends to be easier to respond to something that's there than to look at a blank space and go, how shall I fill it? At least for most of us, that's the case. So thank you.
Okay, I will try. Thank you.
Thanks. Cheryl's made a good point in the chat, which is we should recirculate these URLs with a re-request for people to contribute, and we can do that after this meeting. They're all in the agenda, so I'll just resend the agenda with a different heading and a little bit of different body content around it. Thanks, Cheryl. Now, the last item is our check-in on our schedule. And I went back and had a look at the paper we put up in December about our proposed next steps. I don't assume that staff will have that on hand, but I'll just paste the link into the chat. This is our next steps. And we're a little bit, what we had said in that document was that in the call on the 5th of January, we'd work the draft of document A, and we did do a bit of that. That on the 19th of January call, we would test agreed changes to draft document A, and we'd work through draft document B. And then that the call in a fortnight on the 2nd of February, we would finalize document A and test agreed changes to draft document B. To me, it feels like we're running a little bit later than that. But what we've been asked to do by the entirety of the plenary at the last call was to have either one or two of our documents ready for plenary discussion in Copenhagen at the face-to-face meeting. And to me, while it feels like we might not get those documents into the CCWU before the Copenhagen meeting, I certainly think that at the rate we're going, we'll have Doc A ready to do that at the Copenhagen, and maybe document B as well, depending on how much energy we put in. So I think basically what you can expect is that we'll maintain these fortnightly calls as scheduled, and that we're roughly following that next steps that we agreed in December, that it's just taking more than two calls to get the documents ready for plenary, and that we should still aim for the next call to be able to come close to signing off document A, 2nd of February and 16th of February, to hopefully do the same thing for B, but that it might take another call for each of them. Jeff has asked in the chat, is there a link for the questions doc as well? Jeff, if by that you mean the questions doc, like the pro forma document for where we would write responses to questions, and then I'll just paste that answers to the staff question is in that Google Doc. So all of these docs were linked to the agenda that I emailed out for this meeting about 15, 16 hours ago. So that's where we're at, a little bit behind, but making progress.
Jordan.
And any other business? Sorry, Bernie, I missed your hand. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Just a little note. You may have noted Mathieu's posting today, and in there there is some formalizing about how documents will be taken to the plenary for first and second readings. And one of the things in there, just to make sure everyone is on the same page, is that a document can't be considered by the plenary unless it's been distributed to the plenary at least 7 days before a plenary meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie. That's a really important point and a good one to make. So, yes, and that means that to have that, the very last opportunity for us to sign anything off and send it to the plenary would be in the call that we've got scheduled on the 2nd of March, because the plenary meeting is on the 10th. But we can't say we will finalize something on the 16th and then discuss it on the week after. So it's an important point to note that there's just, it's a pleasant sensation that we will all have at least a week, which means generally at least a weekend, to be able to look at things and think about them before we are asked for input on them. I certainly appreciate that. I hope you all do too. So are there any other business items to this call? Is that an old hand, Bernie?
Yes, it is. Apologies.
That's okay. If there's no other business, let's wrap it up by saying thank you all. That was a good chat. Please look at the Google Docs. Please add your thoughts to Document A, the skeleton of Document B, if you've got thoughts about the staff questions. I'm going to make an ask. We've got another call in a fortnight, 2 weeks from today. If you do have input, it would be wonderful if you could sort of, on Document A, I'm talking about now, if you have input on Document A, it would be great if you could get that through by the close of Monday UTC so that we have enough time to kind of edit it into another version and get that to you to read with a bit of headspace before the next call. For the other documents, I think it's a case of commenting and writing as you're able. So if you're planning to look at all of it, my plea would be to start with Document A. It's not just because it's the one I have to worry about, but it's the one that we need to get finished. And with that, I hope you enjoy the rest of your 19th of January or the start of your 20th. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.